Heart valve disease is more common than you or your doctor may think. And if it's left untreated, well, it can be very deadly. According to the CDC, more than 25,000 people in the U.S. die of heart valve disease each year. And here to talk with us about it, we have Dr. Vimalapalli, and is with a campaign. It's called Ask for Echo, hashtag Ask for Echo campaign. And doctor, thanks for being with us. And what is the hashtag Ask for Echo campaign all about?
It's basically we are trying to raise awareness of heart valve disease, both amongst patients and providers. And the reason we're doing that is for some of the reasons you mentioned in the intro. It's pretty common. 2.5% or 1 in 40 individuals have heart valve disease. And after the age of 70, that goes up to 13% or 1 in 8 people. But unfortunately, it's underdiagnosed. So we know about 1 in 15 people over the age of 65 have moderate or severe heart valve disease that's underdiagnosed. So we are trying to raise awareness amongst patients and providers about this.
Do we always get immediate symptoms of heart valve disease? And well, while we're on that, what are some symptoms of heart valve disease, and who's at most risk?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the usual symptoms can be anything from fatigue to shortness of breath, chest discomfort, or swelling of your legs. And heart valve disease, when it first starts off in its early stages, often doesn't have symptoms. But as it progresses into the moderate and severe stages, the symptoms I just mentioned become more and more common. It's more common in individuals as they get older, especially in individuals over the age of 65. But there are genetic forms of heart valve disease which may not have symptoms until very late stage, and can present in individuals under the age of 65.
Well, what is the treatment for heart valve disease?
That's a great question. So it depends a little bit on which of the four heart valves is involved and exactly what the problem is. But I will say, once heart valve disease becomes severe, the treatment usually has been in the past surgery. So this is an open surgery where you would have to go into the hospital, your chest would be opened, your valve would be repaired or replaced, you'd recover in the hospital for a couple of weeks and then months outside of the hospital. But in the last 10 years, we now have minimally invasive techniques to repair and replace many of the heart valves. So those are done through a needle hole in the leg, and the procedure is done in one day in the hospital, stay overnight, and can leave the next day with no restrictions on your activity. So the treatments for heart valve disease have changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Doctor, I want to go back to something real fast, if I could. You know, this particular time of year, we're always outside doing a lot of work in the yard, and sometimes we feel a little fatigued. And what could be the difference? What would be the difference then to say your typical fatigue as you get older, and maybe something that might be associated with a heart valve problem?
Yeah, so it can at times be very difficult to differentiate these two things. Doctors are generally trained to say if somebody comes in complaining of fatigue or shortness of breath, that you should talk to the patient, you should examine them, and based on that, make a judgment about what the cause may be. The problem with heart valve disease is we know that there are many instances where doing only that is insufficient. And really, to understand whether heart valve disease is at the root of those symptoms, you need to do an ultrasound of the heart. And that is the way to actually make the diagnosis.
And I guess we're talking about an echocardiogram then. Is that correct?
An ultrasound of the heart is also called an echocardiogram.
Well, why is that? How is that important when diagnosing heart valve disease? What can you see in that picture that could indicate, well, you've got a problem here?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So echocardiograms or heart ultrasounds, first of all, they're simple tests that can be done in the outpatient office. They take about 30 minutes to do. They're completely non-invasive and painless. And what they produce is moving pictures of your heart, including the muscle and all of the valves in the heart, and you can actually see the blood leaking if that's a problem, or see the valve not opening if that's a problem. So you're actually getting pictures of your heart that can be interpreted.
Well, it sounds to me that if someone feels like, you know, possibly that might be a problem, they should really ask their doctor to do an echocardiogram. Can patients just say, hey, you know, I've been feeling this, this, and this. Would this be the right thing for me?
That's exactly what we're asking patients to do. So if anybody's having shortness of breath, chest discomfort, swelling in their legs, fatigue, they should be asking their doctor, is an ultrasound of my heart or an echocardiogram the right thing for me? Additionally, even if they're not having those symptoms, if they have a first-degree family member, a parent, a sibling who has known heart valve disease, they should also be asking their doctor, hey, should I have an ultrasound since I have a family member who has known heart valve disease?
If is there a difference? Let me ask you if there's a difference. If you say you have someone in your family that had a heart attack, would that be a possibility of possibly a heart valve disease? Or are the two that much different, or are they similar at all?
Yeah, heart attack and heart valve disease are actually fairly different.
Okay.
I would say if someone in your family member has had a heart attack, you should be telling your doctor that, and they'll talk to you about some other things that you probably need to look into.
Gotcha. All right. Well, doctor, where can we go to find some more information about this to make sure that the valve is not a problem?
Well, we have a website called askforecho.com. That's four, like the number four. And people can go there to get more information on some of the topics we've been talking about and to sign up for the campaign if they're interested in contributing.